Well, I think first of all, I think we have seen in the Republic new legislation coming forward, measures aimed at tackling drink driving. And when we look at the levels of Northern Ireland over the past 5 years, we have 75 people killed and almost 500 injured, seriously injured, by drivers clearly impaired in the driving by either drink or drugs. So it is circumstances where, you know, in legislative terms, we believe it is totally unacceptable. And clearly going forward, we want a new scheme that connect, obviously, as a deterrent. I do believe there would be widespread support for this. I think gone are the days where there's a comfort zone of people drinking and driving. I think it's, you know, when people realize the consequences, the turmoil, the trauma, and I've seen it in my own household, for example, when I lost a brother and his wife who were killed and taken out by a drunk driver.
Do you think it should come to the stage where any amount of alcohol and driving just shouldn't be mixed at whatsoever?
Well, I personally believe that. I think the scientific proof is out there that driving impairs and can seriously increase the risk of causing injury, having accidents on the road. So I do believe lowering and enforcing a prescribed limit will change behaviour.